All right, we should warn you this next story could be disturbing to some listeners. So if you're with young children, you might want to turn the radio down for the next 3.5 minutes or so. 25 years ago this Christmas, Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu and his hated wife, Elena, were executed by a firing squad. Their deaths ended a quarter century of oppression and misery for most Romanians. And yet many in that country, including some of their opponents, question the summary nature of their trial and sentence. One of those people is the commander of the military base where the notorious couple spent their final 4 days. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson recently met the retired general in his home north of the capital, Bucharest.
Andrei Kemenich lives in a two-room apartment near the military base in Târgoviște, where the Ceaușescus were killed on his watch on Christmas Day 1989. The 78-year-old retired general likes to make jokes about how communism is better than democracy for Romanians like him. But his smile fades when I ask him about Ceaușescu and his legacy. Kemenich says he resented the last communist leader using him and other soldiers to bring their countrymen to heel.
Pentru faptele lui.
He adds, given that Ceaușescu's regime routinely killed Romanians, there was no other sentence possible for the dictator other than death. But when police brought the Ceaușescus to then-Colonel Kemenich's headquarters on December 22, 1989, he says he was actually ready to protect them with his life. He says his order from his superiors was to hide the couple and make sure they came to no harm. But Kemenich says the order wasn't always easy to obey, given the dictator constantly needled him. He says every time he met with Ceaușescu, the prisoner would shout, "Hey, Colonel, don't you know? I'm the one protecting the sovereignty and unity of Romania." Kemenich says Ceaușescu's attitude changed the day before his trial, as if he realized he'd lost control of Romania. I was no longer his slave. From then on, Ceaușescu called me Comrade Colonel. Kemenich says he promised the leader that he and his wife would be moved to Bucharest for a proper trial, but his superiors had other plans. After a brief military trial, the chief judge, Gica Popa, convicted the Ceaușescus of genocide and sentenced them to death. It wasn't until soldiers came and bound them before hauling them outside that the couple understood what was about to happen. Kemenich says everyone other than Popa watched the execution. Instead, he stayed behind and rummaged through a desk. The retired general recalls telling Popa, "You didn't see what you did." Popa took off his cap, made a sign of the cross, and said, "God help us." Then he laughed and said, "You know what? They still deserved it." Kemenich says he's convinced Popa killed himself a decade later because he felt guilty. He says Romanian officials rushed to judgment, never gave the Ceaușescus a chance to reflect on their actions. But Kemenich says he thinks about what happened every day. His granddaughter, Eliza Borcea, arrives and gives him a hug. Like her granddad, the 23-year-old feels Ceaușescu deserved his fate, but questions the process.
Yes, I think it haunts everybody.
But Borcea says she is proud of the role her grandfather played. She says without men like him, democracy might never have come to Romania. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.